from the Regional Plan Association, though I think everybody knows that now.
Okay, try to make this. So how many minutes do you want me to take?
Three.
30
three.
Seconds, right?
Okay. No. Think of the audience.
I'll be very fast. First on this, on the format. It's very exciting, I think, to have these three groups together: the theorists, the designers, the practitioners. It's like plate tectonics, isn't it? And I've had this image during the last couple of days that we really ought. It ought to be like one of those international conferences with simultaneous translation. We ought to have a group of people in the back saying, "This what he really means is." And so we have had this little problem that we have our own dialects and our own lingo and so forth. And so I've gotten about every third word, I think. And I try to spend time at each of these worlds, but I was having a little trouble. The second thing is to say that maybe what hasn't been said here, which I think needs to be said, in this notion of an urban age. I mean, in some ways of looking at it, we're kind of at the edge of it. We're at the end of an urban age, not at the beginning of one. That, you know, the words metropolitan, I don't think it's been mentioned once. The word suburbs mentioned a couple of times by Jonathan and a few others. Mayor Williams' city, and again, I adore Washington and the mayor and so forth, but where's Andy? 10% of the population of the D.C. metropolitan area lives in the district, and maybe 15% of the jobs. And all of the growth in that region, all of the growth in this region's added 3 million new residents, 2 million new jobs over the last three decades, and virtually none of them in New York City. This is the most successful city, you know, in the country by a lot of standards. And yet, you know, we're well into the metropolitan age. I would like to suggest that we're in a megalopolitan age. Rem had his image of these big network cities, is the European term, I think, you know, which is really the new unit of production, the new unit of urban activity throughout the industrialized world, certainly. Places like the Boston to Washington corridor and so forth, and these places need to be discussed and mentioned, and you need to put the urban discussion in a context so that it reflects the realities in the world. Jonathan mentioned the word environment once, Jonathan Rose, and whether we're talking about the green infrastructure that supports New York and London of public water supplies and fresh food and so forth, or whether we're talking about global climate change or energy regimes, obviously there's this broader universe of issues that have to be mentioned. Let me go back to the theme here. Is New York? Of course, New York is all right. This is a great city. And as you've heard, you know, New Yorkers are passionate about this town. And it's not about whether this is a great city or not. Of course, it is. But what this conference is about is how do we make great cities like New York and London greater? What are the steps that we need to take to make these places? And again, there were, I think Jonathan mentioned focusing on people's lives and livelihoods, and that's really what it needs to be about. Mayor Williams mentioned, you know, this idea of public engagement as nuclear fission and so forth, controlled or uncontrolled. You know, we've got to engage the public. Ron Schiffman mentioned the civic community, which is, if you're going to work in New York anyway, you've got the U.S. That's where it's at, and getting the civic community engaged. We need to create some, you know, new directions for the city. I think a number of the speakers have been dancing around the notion that, you know, that this place is so successful at the moment, and at least in one narrowly defined way, and certainly in terms of its real estate market, it's been very successful. But we're in the danger of displacing the very diversity that makes New York a great city. And we're in danger of displacing the very process, which is the business of bringing people in from all over the world to making them part of this civilization and part of the economy and so forth. And we are in danger of losing that. And so we need a new kind of leadership, it seems to me. We do need some new vision. And I think the issues that have been touched on in this conference are vitally important, need to be addressed here in New York. The last thought is that at moments, I have to reflect on it, that, you know, that at the moments I suspect that the New Yorkers in the crowd have sounded like the most provincial people in the world. And in one respect, we are, that we think that New York is unique and we can't learn from other places. But, you know, I hope that as this process unfolds, that in fact we will have access to some of the breakthrough ideas that are being talked about, if not employed, in these other world cities, and that these ideas will make their way back to New York. And we promise, don't we, promise to take them seriously and see what we can do to adapt them to our own needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Brilliant. And now another person who hasn't yet made it to the platform. Daniel Rose, the president of Rose Associates. Daniel.